And now back to the Rosie on the House show. Today we're talking mortgages with Rosie's friends from the Galaxy Lending Group. Call with your questions at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
If I'd have gotten on, you know, at the perfect buying time 2 years ago, you think I could have beat them down to like 28 million?
Possibly. If you could get them down to 25, you buy two of them at that price.
There you go. I can't imagine somebody that would have the budget for that is really too affected by market swings like that.
Probably recession-proof a little bit on that.
Let's see if we can get to the phones and answer a couple more questions. Let's bring in Raymond into the conversation. Raymond, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Hello, Rosie. How are you doing today?
Very good. What's your situation?
Good. Well, I'm looking to sell my current house that I have. I bought it in 89, and the value's gone up a little bit. Of course, the value of all the houses has gone up a little bit. And my realtor and my lender is telling me that I need to sell my house first before I can really put down a proposal for my next house because of how fast the market is moving and everything else. And I'm going VA, and they're saying that VA, you know, is kind of down at the bottom of the list for sellers now, from what I understand. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Raymond. Is your realtor and your lender telling you that you need to sell first in order to qualify for the new VA loan?
No. I already qualify for the loan, and I did all the paperwork the other day. But before I can buy the house, in order to process the VA loan and everything else properly, I need to sell this house first. In other words, I think that there is something called a contingency.
Yes, and the realtor is absolutely correct. It will be very difficult for your offer to get your offer accepted if it's contingent upon you selling your current home. So what I wonder is that if you're comfortable closing on the new house before you put your current home on the market, and if you qualify for both mortgage payments, that might be an option so that you don't have to put your offer in with a contingency. Now, is the loan on your current home, is that a VA loan also?
Yes, both houses would be on the VA.
Okay, so then the trouble is you cannot have two VA loans at the same time. So I think that might be the root of the problem there. You've got to have your VA eligibility reinstated before you can use your VA on the next house.
Okay.
And hey, Raymond.
Yeah.
Tell us about your service. What branch?
I was in the Air Force for 5.5 years.
We appreciate your service, Raymond. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
No time can you have two active VA loans going.
You cannot. The entitlement is used on the particular. There are some very special, very niche circumstances that are very unusual. So it is technically a little bit possible, but I've only seen it once or twice ever. Generally speaking, in order to have your entitlement will be tied up with the one particular mortgage, it's got to be released and reinstated before you can use it on the next home.
I was thinking that the realtor and mortgage broker was probably trying to get as liquid as you can so you can act as fast as you can, because nobody, like you say, is going to accept an offer contingent on a sale right now. And you got to be ready, and you find what you want, you got to be ready to strike.
You have to be ready right away, and it is a very strong seller's market right now. So for most sellers, if they're looking at two offers that are the same, one relies on a house being sold, the other one doesn't, your chances of success on closing on the sale of your home is going to go with a non-contingent offer, and so that's generally where things are going to go.
All right, here with Harold Perkins at Galaxy Lending Group, why don't you give your phone number out again in case people aren't going to be able to get all their questions answered here and in the next hour.
All right, 602-595-1233. Give us a call anytime.
Okay, there you go. We're going to come back and reintroduce you to Harold and Galaxy Lending Group after this top of the hour break. And we're going to be talking, I want to continue this conversation about pre-qualifying. We started it. I want to finish getting through it and talking and to those of you that are first-time home buyers. But I'll tell you what, in the 10 o'clock hour, we're also going to focus on all of these recovery plans that were supposed to help people that are upside down, the HARPs. and what to do if you've been foreclosed on or if you've had a short sale of your property. If you want to refinance right now, that's what we'll be talking about in the 10 o'clock hour. When we get back, it's Rosie on the House.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.